Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 58 degrees, right now at 43 in Milwaukee. World leaders continue to send their initial congratulations to President-elect Donald Trump. It wasn't a phone call, but the first public comments from Russian President Vladimir Putin, ABC's Ian Pinnell.
A Russian leader congratulating Trump, praising him for acting, quote, courageously like a man after that failed assassination attempt. And he says campaign promises to restore relations with Russia and the Ukraine war deserve attention. Putin saying he's ready to talk to Trump, but the president can't make peace without Zelensky and Putin, and bring the two warring parties together will likely require not just a carrot, but a stick too.
Meanwhile, progress and a potential snag with the Trump transition team as he assembles staff and works to build out his administration. Live with us from Washington this morning, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Great to be with you, Stephen. Most notably, let's talk about the woman now, credited with being one of the only people who could kind of keep President-elect Trump in some sort of check during the campaign. Susie Wiles will be named his White House chief of staff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Susie Wiles, the first woman to hold the all-important office of being the senior-most aide to the president of the United States, sitting in the corner office in the West Wing. No woman's ever held the post. It's only been men since the job was created sometime in the mid-20th century. And Donald Trump calls his campaign co-chair and campaign manager a tough, smart, innovative person who's universally admired and respected. She's the daughter of the late Pat Summerall, the broadcasting legend. And so he really admires her, and I think in particular likes the fact that she doesn't seek the spotlight. She's a longtime backstage political operator who once worked for Ron DeSantis in Florida politics before they had a falling out. And she successfully led a campaign that has swept Donald Trump back into the White House. And so he's honoring her with this role.
That is such a hard job, Stephen, no matter who the president is, maybe even tougher than the presidency itself. Ask Reince Priebus, Wisconsin's own. He was Trump's first chief of staff and didn't last very long in that role. Does she have longevity here? You mentioned a falling out. Like, falling outs are common in Trump world.
And yeah, in politics often.
Yes.
But in particular in Trump world. Look, I think that I don't know, because you can't know, and I don't want to make any predictions, but I think that at the end of the day, Susie Wiles has gotten to know Donald Trump. And what we saw by the last year of Donald Trump's first term was this idea that, you know, he doesn't like to be told no. He doesn't like to be told what he can't or mustn't do. And so I think Susie Wiles has an understanding of that. I recently read a piece that was critical of some for example, people around Trump who try to stir things up, like Corey Lewandowski. He has not been brought back into the fold. There was a moment earlier this fall where he tried to insert himself back into the inner circle of Trump, and he crossed Susie Wiles, tried to undermine her, and Chris LaCivita, who also, with Wiles, helped run the Trump campaign. And let me just put it this way. He tried to kick up some dust. And in the end, those two, LaCivita and Susie Wiles, had the final word, because they proved to Trump that they were loyal and decent, and at least for Trump. And so Lewandowski was iced out. I think that in the end, there's always the potential for drama in Trump world. But Trump admires the idea that Susie Wiles, if nothing else, doesn't seek the spotlight. You know, you have not seen her in a national television interview. You don't know perhaps even what she looks like, because she's a backstage operator. The other night, on election night, Trump offered her the opportunity to take the microphone. She demurred and declined. Trump likes that.
Stephen, what does this tell us, if anything at all, about maybe the tenor of what a second Trump presidency could look like? Are we just, we're kind of in the very beginning of it. I think everyone's just pulling whatever story ideas they can at the moment, yeah. But you've been around this for a long time. Is there anything to read into this?
Trying to avoid falling into that trap. I don't know, except to say that she is an experienced political operator. She's not, oftentimes Trump thinks of people and points at people he's seen on television. You know, he uses the phrase central casting. He likes the look. Susie Wiles doesn't really fit a mold in that respect, because she's not a household word. But she also happens to be, she has something else in her favor. It was noted yesterday in the news release that her middle name is Summerall, the daughter of Pat Summerall. That means something to Trump. Look, at the end of the day, I'm reticent to read too much into anything and project the future. I think that what we can do is we can assess what has happened without reading too much into it.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live with us from Washington this morning. Thanks for the perspective, Stephen.
You bet.
You think chief of staff tougher than president?
Yeah, because you have to know everything before they know.
Right.
Yeah, you have to anticipate a little bit like what Greg does for you guys, you and Eric, in the morning. They have to know what Donald Trump is going to want before Donald Trump knows what he's going to want. And at that point, who knows?
And the president, no matter who the president is, can always at any point just be like, you guys figure it out.
Correct. They can say, right. I don't care how it gets done. It just needs to get done. You all figure it out. Hopefully there's some good takeout in the White House because I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to wake up and expect a decision to be made.
I happily accept chief of staff of Wisconsin's Morning News.